Dave for breakfast. 50 years of Port Hedland.
From the Alan Clements Studios of Triple M in Port Hedland in Western Australia, our podcast series continues looking at the history of Hedland and in particular South Hedland, as South Hedland celebrates 50 years as a gazetted township in 2023. Back in the 1970s, a Well Women's Centre was set up, or a Women's Health Service was set up, in the International Year of the Woman. The International Women's Year was 1976. Denise Bevans was, for 4 years, the chief executive of the what's now called the Hedland Well Women's Centre. And she joins me on the podcast to have a chat about connecting, empowering and advocating for women. Hello, Denise. How are you?
Great. Thanks, David. And you?
Look, I'm always good. I don't mind talking the history, particularly about this a place where I'm living. But talk to us about it was called the Gwen Ellery Women's Centre, and it was set up, as I said, back in the mid-1970s. What are your recollections of that, and what have you delved into the history books to find for us?
Look, there was a very active group of women in the 70s who, because there was such a large immigrant population in Hedland, the immigrant women were finding it difficult to be able to go to a doctor, to get the things done that women need to have done, because in some of their religions that is not okay. Mm. So a group of women got together and started lobbying for federal funding in the 70s, and as you said, in 1976 they received a grant of $53,000, and that allowed them to establish the Gwen Ellery Women's Centre, and it was located in the back of the South Hedland Library.
Goodness, 53,000, I mean, by today's standard, it's not a lot, but even I wouldn't imagine it would have been a huge amount back in, even in the mid-1970s, particularly in a resource-rich town like Port Hedland. So what else did they do to be able to run this Gwen Ellery Women's Centre? I mean, $53,000 would only go so far, I would have thought.
Look, I would imagine that they probably did quite a bit of fundraising at mm-hmm. the time. I think the centre was only open 1 or 2 days a week.
Yep. So probably not fully full-time staffed either.
No, not at all. And, you know, it was really just to have that doctor or nurse available to the women that needed that little bit more than being able to go to the normal doctors.
So. Yes, particularly through cultural sensitivities and things like that.
Exactly, yeah.
So from there, it would take probably something like 20 or almost 20 years, 15 to 20 years, before the Women's Centre as such became an incorporated body and was able to start operating on a full-time basis. Does that sound about right?
Absolutely. So that happened, the Hedland Well Women's Centre incorporation was established in 1991. Mm. And even from its very early beginnings, it was always regarded as a home away from home for women in town, and became full-time in the building that it's currently in now. That's where the Hedland Well Women's Centre has always been. For the last 30 years have been offering a holistic approach to women's health and their well-being.
Did it still follow the basic tenet from the ladies of the 70s in looking after the multicultural facet of Hedland, or South Hedland and Port Hedland more broadly?
Yes, absolutely. Especially around the International Women's Day, there was always a wonderful festival at the Well Women's Centre where they showcased all the different cultures, and different groups would come in and do performances and bring dishes from their country to share with other people. And so it's always been very much a multicultural celebration for women.
All right. So the building it's in now is in Leake Street in South Hedland in Western Australia. And it's not a million miles from where the original Gwen Ellery Women's Centre was set up in the South Hedland Library.
Sure.
Yeah. So what major changes have taken place over the last 30 years that you can tell us about? I mean, I know there's been some building extensions even during my time in the Pilbara. There's been some extensions to the building.
Yes, correct. So in 2015, BHP provided, there's a community partnership between the Well Women's Centre and BHP. It has been for many, many years. And because of their funding, we were able to do an extension to the to the building and add another couple of rooms, that quiet rooms that we could get, you know, a dietitian to meet with people in, or a counsellor to meet with people in. So, and I believe there have been more changes to the building since I left in 2016, end of 2016. It really isn't big enough for what the centre does and for the amount of people that go through its doors. But, you know, it's a great building with a great lease with the Town of Port Hedland supporting the Well Women Centre by providing really, really reasonably priced building for them to operate out of.
Denise, we spoke right at the start of this particular episode on the podcast about a grant of $53,000 to establish a women's centre. It's gone on in leaps and bounds from those mid-1970s. Now, I'd imagine that as an incorporated group and a not registered not-for-profit, that they would still need financial assistance in the way of grant funding and sponsorship, etc. Is that still the case today?
Absolutely. So the core organisational funding for the Well Women Centre is provided under a contract through was when I was there, and I presume it still is, and with the Western Australia Department of Health, which is the Women and Newborn Network. So that was where the core organisational funding came from. However, as I mentioned before, the Well Women Centre has had an amazing community partnership with BHP for many, many years, which is, you know, it's been increasing every time that the partnership has been re-signed. BHP are fantastic supporters, always have been. The monetary contribution that they put towards the Well Women Centre is in direct correlation with them wanting to retain staff. So BHP's vision was always that when they bring people to town to work for BHP, they need to help the women and family become encompassed within the community and integrated into the community. So they always saw the benefit with the Well Women Centre that, you know, the men would come, the women and the families would come into the Well Women Centre, get integrated into the community, and that would help with their staff retention in the long run.
What about fundraising? I've been a big supporter of it started off as the Pink Ribbon Breakfast, but it's now known as the Pink Pilbara Breakfast. I've been a big supporter of that over the last 5 to 6 years that I've been here. They seem to be setting the bar higher and higher each year with the amount of money that they raise.
Oh, look, they're doing an amazing job now. You know, the Pink Ribbon Breakfast, what was known as, was first hosted in 1999, and that breakfast, the inaugural breakfast, raised $12,000. And it ran as the Pink Ribbon Breakfast until 2018. And in that time, between 1999 and 2018, raised over $300,000 for the National Breast Cancer Pink Ribbon Campaign, mm-hmm. which is a huge, you know, think about the size of the town of Port Hedland and South Hedland, and that amount of money being raised over a 9-year period is just fantastic. Oh, sorry, 19 years. Goodness gracious. But in more recent years, the event has sort of been pivoted more toward the local community, with a focus on funds staying within the Pilbara region. So in 2018, it became the Pink Pilbara Breakfast, mm-hmm. and raised $38,000. And in between 2019 and 2020, raised another $123,000. And then, of course, COVID hit, and they weren't able to hold the breakfast. But then last year they got back into it again, and they raised an amazing $87,000 from one breakfast. And that enables the Well Women Centre to deliver one-on-one, face-to-face cancer support for the local cancer patients.
Denise, you might notice that those figures are all round numbers, and there's a reason behind them being round numbers, because there's a very OCD breakfast announcer in the town of Port Hedland who hates odd numbers and dips into their own pocket and rounds it all up to make it all ends off in even numbers.
I love it. Absolutely love it, David. Fantastic.
Denise Bevans, for 4 years, was the chief executive of the Headland World Women's Centre, an incorporated organisation which grew out of the Gwen Ellery Women's Centre set up in the mid-1970s. This has been the Historic Headland podcast out of the Triple M studios in Port Headland in Western Australia.